when the Adhan is being given and over, what should we say? Now, even during Adhan, what should we say? When the Adhan is being given, we have to repeat whatever the Muaddin says. He says, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We have to say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But not loudly, softly in our heart, mimicking. And therefore, we repeat exactly what he says, except when he says, Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala falah, we say, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Means even I want to come for salat, I want to come for my success. I cannot do it without the help of Allah. The power and the decisions from Allah, please Allah, help me to come for salat. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah means I have no power to come for salat without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala support and inspiration, motivation. And then when the Adhan is over, we are to make dua after the Adhan. What is the dua after the Adhan? Allahumma rabba hadhihi da'wati tamma wa salatil qa'imah. Ati Muhammad al-wasila والفضيلة والدرجة الرفيعة وابعثه اللهم المقام المحمود الذي وعدته وارزقنا شفاعته يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة التامة. يا الله, you are the Lord of this dua, دعوة التامة, the dua, you are inviting us to salat, you are the Lord, we are coming to you accepting your invitation because you invited us through your muazzin. Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma wa salat al-qa'imah, and the salat is going to start and you are the Lord of the salat and we are coming for you, Allah. Ati Muhammadan al-wasila wal-fadila wal-daraja rafa. Please Allah, give Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad al-wasila, means he is to intercede between us and you in the day of judgment like a lawyer helping us, guiding us, supporting us. Fadila, give him the credit and the reward. Daraja Rafi'a, give him the highest level that you have to give to any human being in the day of judgment. وَبَعَثُ اللَّهُمَّ الْمَقَامَ الْمَحْمُودَ الَّذِي وَعَدْتَ. And Ya Allah, when you are going to bring him back, give him the best position that you have promised him. وَبَعَثُ الْمَقَامَ الْمَحْمُودَ الَّذِي وَعَدْتَ. وَارْزُقْنَا شَفَاعَتَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَمَةِ. And give us his shafa'a that he can plead our case in the day of judgment. إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. Ya Allah, you have promised us all these and you are the one who fulfilled. And we obey you, Ya Allah, we came to you. Please Allah, forgive us. We are coming here demonstrating our allegiance, our pledge of obedience to you, Allah, to make our salah. And therefore, this is the way to say it. But after Iqama, when the Muazzin give the Adhan, then they give the Iqama for Salat, either we make dua or no more dua. And there are some school of thought, they say yes, repeat the same thing, Allahumma rabba hadhi da'wati tamma wa salat qa'imah, or nothing, just go directly. But the Imam has to remind the Muslims straight lines and shoulder to shoulder and have khushu' and khashya. Khushu' feel respect in front of Allah with humbleness as a servant to Allah, and khashya, you should fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not to be arrogant, and as if this salat is the last salat before we meet Allah. Now therefore the Adhan is invitation for salat, Iqama is we start salat, and then when we want to pray salat we have to think twice, is this my last salat? If yes, I have to apologize to Allah and ask Allah forgiveness. But Allah will not forgive me unless I forgive others.